Scientists say one way climate change is harming the Great Lakes is by warming the water too quickly in the spring. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That warm-up can decrease food for tiny creatures in the lakes, the creatures that game fish like trout and salmon eat. In the second part of our week-long series, Chuck Kurmbach has more on what leaner meals for fish might mean for the people who like to catch them.
As his small research boat zooms near the breakwater in Milwaukee, scientist John Jansen looks at the monitor in the boat's dashboard and reads the Lake Michigan surface water temperature in Celsius.
17.3. And this looks like lake water. It's a bit clearer.
Jansen has paid a lot of attention to water temperatures in the nearly 40 years he's been studying the Great Lakes. For more than a decade, he's been at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Jansen and other scientists have noticed that all the Great Lakes have tended recently to warm earlier in the spring. He says in deeper water lakes like Michigan, Superior, Huron, and Ontario, that's an especially vital change that affects the lake food web.
With the faster warming up, there's not as much time for the phytoplankton to grow. And as a consequence, there's not as much food to feed the little zooplankton to feed on the phytoplankton, and then there's not enough food for the little baby fish, so you can't support the big fish that people like to catch.
Jansen says the big fish, like whitefish, brown trout, and salmon, might not grow as much. But scientists say climate change is complex and brings many things, including more frequent heavy rainstorms. Jansen says the big storms wash nutrients off the land and into the Great Lakes. That might provide a bit more food for the little critters at the bottom of the food web. But Jansen says anglers might still have to get used to catching smaller fish. Jason Woda fires up the engine on the Trophy Hunter, the charter fishing boat he operates in Milwaukee. Woda's been in the business for 14 years, helping anglers reel in trout and salmon. He's not a denier of climate change, but says the faster warming of Lake Michigan hasn't made much of a difference to his business.
I don't see it changing a lot. Everything is kind of controlled. Everything's got a check and a balance as far as food and forage base, biomass, the number of fish we put in. There's a whole bunch of checks and balances there.
The fishery is heavily managed, but the lakes are not in balance. Invasive species have shaken up the food web, and now climate change is encouraging some anglers to adapt. Step inside the Coldwater Fish Hatchery run by the Keweenaw Bay Indian Community in northern Michigan. There are dozens of small brook trout swimming in the tanks. The tribe has also added ponds for rearing walleye, because under climate change, walleye might do better than trout, at least near the Keweenaw Peninsula along Lake Superior. Hatchery manager Evelyn Ravindran says a reduced trout population would be a cultural and economic loss for the tribe.
For the commercial fishery, it'd be pretty devastating. People, they have their traditional fishing grounds. They have activities bringing your children out to the grounds that where you grew up fishing. Those are very strong traditions that people would be really hurt to see disappear.
The feel of the wind and look of the water along Superior, Michigan, and the other Great Lakes will continue to be familiar. But scientists say a changing climate will make things challenging for today's fish populations. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kurmbach.
Our series continues tomorrow with a mystery at the very bottom of the food web. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.